Hello and welcome to Straight Outta Sumner. This is Kelly with the Sumner County Health Department, and I would like to wish everybody a happy May Day. This is a day that we celebrate the return of spring and the halfway point to summer. Traditions include children dancing around the maypole and neighbors leaving May Day baskets on your doorsteps. We have already had a May Day basket delivered to our office, so we appreciate that. And then also thinking back with the maypole, everybody's done this, right? Fifth grade music class. I give props to the teachers back then, able to wrestle all our kids around and, you know, have them do under, over, and over and under, and then reverse it and unwind it. So maypole was always fun to do in grade school, and it was fun thinking back to that. So I also wanted to jump on here and just tell everybody what we've been up to for the month of April. It was a busy month, and then also tell you what's going on in May. So April, we spent the month focusing on overdose deaths in our communities. We have been going around to community centers in our county and just discussing the overdoses that are happening, as well as how we maybe can prevent those overdose deaths. We want to raise awareness for the public of what is happening and about using Narcan. So Narcan can reverse life-threatening effects of opioids. And so, you know, if a family member is struggling or somebody knows a friend that is struggling, they can feel more confident on how and when to use Narcan, and maybe they could save somebody's life. So that's been an important topic that we've been going around and talking about. Actually, our last one is May 2nd in Wellington. It's going to be at the Raymond Fry Complex starting at 7, so you don't want to miss that presentation. It will be our last one for the month. Also, on that same topic, we went out to the DARE celebration. So this celebration is just for fifth graders that have learned about the DARE program all year, and it's just their time to get together and celebrate that. We presented on the chocolate chip cookie effect. So Cheryl and I were cookie dealers, and we had the kids make a batch of chocolate chip cookies. We had them put flour and sugar in, and then we put a little fentanyl in it, and then we baked them and then handed them out to the kids, and a certain amount of cookies had an overdose amount in them, and some of the cookies didn't. So some kids overdosed, some kids didn't. And the point of that was, you know, the cookie represents a pill that is being sold. So, you know, these drug dealers are manufacturing these cookies who knows where, and not mixing correct doses of anything, right? They're just throwing it in a bowl and, you know, stirring it. So we wanted to represent, you know, educate the kids on, you know, these pills that aren't given to you by your pharmacist or by your doctor. We don't know what's in them, and they could be dangerous. So point being, just don't accept any pills that you don't know where they came from. So that was fun. And I hope, you know, the fifth graders will remember that if, you know, somebody comes up to them and offers them a pill, I hope they can look back and, you know, remember what we told them. So let's see. Also in April, we have a new receptionist. So if you come in ever into the office, make sure you say hi to her. We welcome her to our team. All right, looking forward to May. Like I said, Wellington, we will have our last town hall on May 2nd at the Raymond Fry at 7. We also, May 2nd, will be at the Wellington Kindergarten Roundup. A couple of girls will be out there. They'll just reminding parents to get their kids immunized before school starts up. And also, if provide records or look up a record for somebody that doesn't have it. So they'll be able to be out there helping you guys. Another important week is Nurses Week from the 6th to the 12th. This is where we thank our nurses. We have quite a few of them on staff here. I just want to thank them for all the work that they do, not only, you know, in office, but also to our patients and clients. So I appreciate them. On May 17th is a cool day. We are Rocking Through the Ages Senior Health Fair. So this is hosted by our Sumner County Home Health Agency. It is Friday, May 17th from 10 to 2, at the Raymond Fry Complex. So we have a lot of things, cool things going on there. We have several vendors. They will have door prizes. We will have blood pressure checks. We'll have a pharmacist there. A lot of resource information. And then also the Caldwell Lab will be there doing lipid fasting testing. So if you don't go to the doctor regularly or you're in between visits or something and you're just wondering about your numbers, you'll be able to get that done there. So make sure you guys check that out and spread the word for us. Let's see, on May 22nd, I will have a guest speaker on the podcast from Parents as Teachers. I think that's a really good program in our community that maybe many people don't know about. So I think it's always good to invite people on the podcast and try to get the word out. You know, I think there's a lot of resources in Sumner County that people don't know about. So I think this is a good way to do that. So Parents as Teachers will be here on May 22nd. So I'll get that out online as soon as I can. Another important thing that's going around for the health department is we are doing a health survey. So this survey, there is a link on our Facebook post page. There's a link and a QR code that you can click on. It'll take you right to the survey. This survey is important to us because we get to hear from you. What do you need us to do? We will take the survey and look for ways to help our community, whether that's, you know, education, something like that. So this really does help us plan what we're working on in the future and just get to know our community and what they need. What are we missing in our county that we could be providing? So it's very important to take this survey. So like I said, the link is on our Facebook page. And if you could get this done by May 31st, that'd be great. We'll calculate all the answers and then start making our projects from there. So, all right. Well, I think I've touched on everything that's been going on and up and coming. So I appreciate you guys listening. And then, as always, check out our Facebook page and then also our website at www.sumnercountyhealthdepartment.org. Thanks, guys, and happy May Day.